views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Happy Memorial Day. I know it's a day later, but again, our show's a day later, not my fault. Tuesday, May 27th, 2014, number 81 since being in the YNTS studio, airing all over the world. Well, at least in the country. You know what? I'm going to say the affiliates for you. There's no reason why I should hide them. We air on Itcher Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, WBOQ AM 1230, and Audio Graded. Replaying over the weekend, W4CY Radio in Florida, K4HD Radio in Hollywood, and iHeartRadio 24/7, 855-712-YNTS, toll-free number. Don't be left behind. Main headlines, Kimye.
Hi, Elliot Roger here. Well, this is my last video. It all has to come to this. Tomorrow is the day of retribution. The day in which I will have my revenge against humanity. Against all of you. For the last 8 years of my life, ever since I've hit puberty, I've been forced to endure an existence of loneliness, rejection, and unfulfilled desires, all because girls have never been attracted to me. Girls gave their affection and sex and love to other men, but never to me. I'm 22 years old, and I'm still a virgin. I've never even kissed a girl.
Put your head on my shoulder.
I chose this song pure personally. I chose it because I was just, you know, it's been a long day. And I wanted to start off the second hour with, you know, my 50s songs, my 50s playlist. And then when I got the clip of the, that didn't fade correctly, of the San Barbara shooter, and I put it together, I said, holy God, this just sounds like great radio. So I put them together. And now it just sounds freaky because you went from this guy who personally doesn't look like he's the most handsome guy on the planet, doesn't feel like one, to this song. Well, he definitely needs someone to put a hand around his shoulder. Howard Forrest, my phone screener. Mary Klesniewski, my producer. Moon Summer, voice of personality. My father, spectating as always, Teddy Giordano. And I'm your host, Yo Andrew. Welcome to the program. So, yeah. We have this guy, this crazy nut, another crazy Looney Tune, Santa Barbara. Now, who is this man? I won't say his name, the same way I won't say the Boston Marathon, the terrorists. Well, I won't say their names. I won't say his name, because you don't want to give the recognition he does not deserve. He just say his name on the clip we just played for you that was on his last YouTube video that he taped the day before. He went into a car, went onto a camper, and started shooting and leaving seven young girls dead. 22 years old. I turned 24 in a month. I have been turned down by a woman. I have. Believe me, kid. Tough life. Girls are not going to like you. And you wouldn't believe it, but it gets really bad when the girl really likes you and you have no feelings for that woman. That's when it gets fun. Yet girls know men better than anyone else. Women know what they want. They plan it when they're 5 years old. They know who should be in their dream wedding. They know who should be in the house where they raise children of their own. This young kid will never see it, and he shouldn't. It was a shooting rampage in and around the area of the University of California at Santa Barbara, ultimately killing 6 people before committing suicide for reasons that I cannot explain. Why would he do something like this? Now, this is one of the main headlines of May, by the way, end of the month program. Because he's a nut? Why did he do this? Because he wanted to create a message? Why did he do this? For fear? Why did he do this? To show someone how he's feeling? No one was listening to him. People were bullying, pushing him away instead of bringing him in. Why did he do this? Because he's spoiled? Why did he do this? Because he's a man? Why did he do this? So we can give him the recognition he does not deserve? Why did he do this? I can go on. I have a whole list. Put my feet up in the air. Give me some popcorn and the soda pop, and I will give you a whole explanation of why he did this. The questions always come up. Why did he do this? Is he a terrorist? Mental illness, gun control, the same old damn thing. And by the end of the day, it creates loads of money for someone, and it actually hurts another. And who's the ones getting hurt? The people who are being shot. And who's making the money? The people who are the media, because they love it. And many of them, not all of them, forget why they enter the media. They enter the media for one thing, to inform people. Give them the information they rightfully deserve to hear. And do they get it? No. I will give it to you, though. Is it because I'm a small radio host? Possibly. Is it because my stations aren't being run by huge conglomerates? Probably. Is it because I'm a nice guy? Many people come up and tell me that. Yes, I will. And if I have to choose anything I want to talk about with this story, I'm going to choose the terrorist. I'm going to go down that route. Because, of course, it's coming up again. And everyone comes up to me and says, Andrew, do you think this young man was a terrorist? Yes or no? And you know I'm going to say, yes, he is. I always will. Why is he a terrorist, Andrew? Well, let's look into the definitions of a terrorist. And by the way, there's all types of definitions. The Federal Bureau of Investigation defines terrorism as the unlawful use of force or violence against persons or property to intimidate or coerce a government, the civilian population, or any segment thereof in furtherance of political or social objectives. Social objectives. What's his social objective? His social objective is to show every male that you should not be denied and that those who say no to you will pay the consequences. Let's go down to all the different definitions according to the dictionary. A person, usually a member of a group who uses or advocates terrorism. Nope, not him. Next, a person who terrorizes or frightens others. I like that one. And another definition, someone who comes out and creates fear within a society. That's what he did. He went on to a YouTube video and he went out and he said these things to get you scared, to get you frightened. And what do? When you frighten people, you gain their attention. And when you gain their attention, you are now creating fear. You're not creating attention that's going to bring flowers. You're creating attention when you're going to see dark clouds and a little struck of lightning. That's what this young man did, and he did it for a reason. He created fear because he wanted you to see him for the first time in his life, the center of attention. That's what every terrorist does, right? You want them to be. Terrorists want themselves to be the center of attention. And they do that by creating fear. They want you to speak about them on this radio program. They want you to speak about them in countries. They want you to speak about them in textbooks. And for someone to come up to me and say, you're taking the word terrorism and you're using it in a way that's not understood nor correct, that's a lot of bull and you know it. You know you say terrorism only if they're a Muslim, dark skin, and they're screaming out Allah in a supermarket and you know it. I'm a political science minor. I have a BA degree. I've been following terrorism and politics for 4 or 5 years, and I've been behind this microphone long enough to say that he is a terrorist. He terrorized. What is terrorizing people? Creating fear among people. Creating threats among people. Creating messages of a personal agenda or a social objective among people. That's what this young man did. But he didn't scream Allah, so he's not a terrorist. He's not Muslim, he's not a terrorist. He's not part of Al-Qaeda, not a terrorist. He's not fighting on the other side of the war of terror since 2001, he's not a terrorist. Well, you're wrong. The Daily Beast editor, she had a whole article on this, Sally Khan, titled, Let's Get Real, Santa Barbara Was a Terrorist Act. And she first sees a picture of a tweet by a man named Charles Clymer that had over 5,000 retweets. It says this, black guy shoots folks equals thug. Brown guy shoots folks equals terrorist. White guy guns down woman equals nice guy who's mentally ill. She writes in her article, and I like what she said here. I had it over here. Here it is. She wrote, doing so not only stigmatizes the mentally ill, who are much more likely to be victims of violence and perpetrators of it, but glosses over the role that misogyny and gun culture play in a sexist society. After all, while it is unclear what role Rogers' reportedly poor mental health played in the alleged crime, the role of misogyny is obvious. What she's trying to say is, yes, we understand. Mental illness. That's the problem. That's the cause of it. What is he doing to get his message out there? By creating fear and taking action upon that fear. That's who a terrorist is. And I know many people are scared to say it, but you know it's true. When you look at why he might have did it, because of the mental illness that he's had since he was a young child that wasn't treated correctly, and he used those emotions on that path. Okay, so who is he and what was the cause are two different things. So let's not try to say to me, mental illness, what's the part of it? No. There are many terrorists who are brainwashed, who were taught when they were young, child psychology, okay? This situation, yeah, mental illness. The cause, not who he is. He's a mental ill man. Yeah, he is. But he's a terrorist. The cause was him being mentally ill. That's what it comes down to. 855-712-9687. 855-712-YNTS, toll-free number, main headlines, end of the month. That's who this man is. And it stinks. It's horrible that I have to keep saying this to you guys. You just don't listen. Now, by the way, this is a one-man opinion. It's a one-man show. But again, I'm giving you my opinion with facts and definitions behind it. And I think because this conversation has gotten so cliche and got so watered down, we, sadly, don't have a conversation about it. So when you have many critics who say, don't use the word terrorism, it's not politically correct, don't use the word terrorism, you're now leaving the education, you are now moving it away from the word itself, and now no one's going to learn about it. Same thing with the N-word. Same thing with N-I-G-G-E-R. Same thing. Ban the word all you like. Don't say the word. And people will forget why the word was created in the first place. And Americans' education, sadly, is going to decline just a little bit further. Only because you thought what you were doing was right, not what you were doing was smart. Be right back.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS. 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. What does the word healing mean? Many think that healing merely means eliminating symptoms. However, based on my many years as a healer, I have a much broader perspective on the word. Healing can manifest in a variety of ways, including having physical problems resolve, becoming more emotionally centered, experiencing better relationships, gaining greater clarity, and feeling more spiritually connected. True healing always includes some level of transformation. Whatever form healing takes, there is one commonality, an improvement in quality of life. To me, the highest form of healing goes beyond aligning with wellness. It comes from recognizing our soul's voice and allowing it to speak through us. And in that sense, don't we all yearn to heal into our wholeness? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, 800-203-3775.
Sticking with a trend can be very hard, especially for your feet. You wear those Converse for all those years, and before you know it, your feet is bigger than the shoe itself. How about take care of your feet and get expert advice with our friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz, who owns a podiatry practice right here in the Brooklyn and Staten Island area. He treats foot and ankle deformities, sports and walking problems, diabetic feet, injuries and wounds, and many more. Don't be left behind. I want you to go and stop by my friend Dr. Howard Dinowitz if you're ever in the area, or give him a call at his Brooklyn location, 718-627-1212, or his Staten Island location, 718-720-4848. Don't wait. Your feet needs the care, and why not do it right now? And if you go right now, they might thank you for it.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
Inviting the Democrats.
We know that the nation that goes all in on innovation today will own the global economy tomorrow.
And the Republicans to the conversation.
And all the president said, if we pass this law, health care costs will go down. Well, now we find out that health care costs are going up for most Americans.
You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
It is the end of the month, and right now, 855-712-YNTS, open phone calls on anything you like, and even some more main headlines we're going to speak about, and we've already been speaking about the shooter that we saw over the weekend, the Santa Barbara shooter. Over the weekend, and we're going to get to a few more stories And we've been speaking about how he is a terrorist. Before I go into the Kimye wedding and the iPhone that might come out next week, and I want to make a comparison for you and why my point stands. Who does this shooter remind you of? Does the name David Berkowitz ring a bell? David Berkowitz was a serial killer back in the summer of 1976. And what did he do during the summer of 1976? He left over a year, leaving six victims dead and seven others wounded. And many of them were blonde girls. And supposedly he said his dog told him to do it. And sadly enough, he's actually still alive. He's now 60 years old and he's, has a life sentence. What are you trying to say, Andrew? What did Son of Sam do during the summer of 1976? At a time where New York City was full of crime and slime. What was his goal? To create fear by being hidden, by appearing in places where you thought he was going to be in. But what did he do? He created fear. He created fear to bring out a social objective. And that is what? That is showing the world that blonde young ladies are not going to reject him anymore. So he killed them. And he moved on to his next victim. Now this young kid could have done that. But we live in 2014. He just goes into a car and shoots up the world. But is Son of Sam considered a terrorist? Yeah, he is. Maybe he's not dark skin or linked with Al-Qaeda, a political group, trying to create a political agenda. You're right. But he is. And I stand for that case. I just wanted to leave you with that, though. When I read the story of this shooter, well, I call this terrorist, throughout the weekend, I thought of Son of Sam. I thought of the American serial killer of 1976. That's who I thought of. And I think many of you would nod your heads in agreement. Let's just say I'm glad that we caught this kid and now he's under custody and we'll take it from there. Let's move into something that's completely unimportant and that probably won't hit our heads or anything. 855-712-9687 is the number to call in, by the way. Any calls you like, any topic you want, it's your time, audience. It's your calling, or you can comment on any of the main headlines. It's the Kimye wedding. Oh, man, I sure got a wedding song. Dun, dun, yay! Look at this. I mean, Kim, you got Kim Kardashian in a beautiful white dress. How much we hate the... Oh, like I can't even say any bad words. See, that's how good I am. If I was off the mic, it would just blurted right out. What a beep. I hate her. I mean, come on. I'm the only radio host going to say it. Because we're all saying it behind her back. And she loves it. In an interview a year ago, when they asked her, Kim, how does it feel that the majority of America dislikes you? Well, I don't care because that's how I make my money. Oh, of course that's how you make your money, you stupid idiot. Of course that's how you make your money. By doing stunts like this. Well, let's get it all straight. All right? In Florence, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West got married. They bewed. They are now labeled as a legally joint couple. Kanye West is smiling in his pictures. Kim Kardashian's done this for a three time. The old saying, three times a charm. They're all happy. They're all jolly. All right. Got the outdoor ceremony. Multiple walls of flowers. We have guests that included Ryan Seacrest. We had Jaden Smith there. We had Bruce. I had a whole list here. We got John Legend. We got the Kardashian Jenner family. Rachel Roy. Jonathan Caban. Beyonce and Jay-Z were invited, but they didn't come. They were all over the place. This is great. What a wedding. What a heck of a celebration. Why do we care? Why? Why do we care? I was invited. I'm not catching the bouquet. I'm not getting any free food. I'm not getting any pleasure out of this. I'm not getting any money out of this. I'm not getting any excitement out of this. Why do I have to watch these two fools? Now, what am I acting so harsh on them for? Because I think Kim Kardashian is a big fraud. And Morgan Spurlock Inside Man on CNN have already proven Kim Kardashian makes her money by hiring paparazzi to take pictures of her. And when these pictures get into magazines and the magazines are sold, that's how she makes profit and makes money. And that's how the magazine makes money. Why did she get divorced a second time? After something amount of days. Publicity. Why do you think Kim Kardashian photoshops her butt? Publicity. Makes money. Why do I think this wedding won't last? Because I think she's a fraud and a phony. No, I could say this stuff. Because I could. Freedom of speech. It's my opinion and it's my program. And Kim Kardashian probably can give two gifts of what I have to say. But you know it's true. Now some of you leech off of these stories. Gives you power. It wakes you up in the morning. You're right. Many of my friends look at me and they tell me, how do you follow politics? How do you follow a bunch of crooked 1%er, two-faced politicians? You're right. I don't know why I follow the Republicans and the Democrats. You're right. You're not wrong. And I sit there and I say, why do you follow the far to the left overpaid Hollywood stars in California? Get you going. Get you power. Get you informed. You're right. We're both in that place. But I could give you it. But if we can look at one individual person, like Kim Kardashian, we can say that the Kim Ye wedding could be the Kim Fail wedding in the next few weeks. I'm trying to create a way of saying this, because when she does divorce Kanye, I want to play this rightful clip on the program again. I'll play this clip, and I'll play throughout the whole show. I was the one to say that Kim Kardashian's a fraud, and she's going to divorce Kanye West because of money and one heck of a publicity stunt. I think the Rob Kardashian, the brother who supposedly left the wedding, and many say he left because of his weight, he was getting made fun of, the bad publicity, you know, it was the whole thing of his weight. Yes, I follow gossip. Believe me, we all have moms, and we all got smartphones. Let's reveal our true identity. He might have got paid. Here's $3 million. Change your name for a month and come back and say, oh yeah, we had a big fight, but we're better now. But we all know that the Kardashians made a ton of money just because his story has hit the surface. And I still don't understand how you're attracted to such a story. What makes a good story? One of my missing questions. He comes back. Hi, everyone. I'm back. Hey, everyone. I'm back. Where were you? If I walked out of the house for 4 hours and my mom didn't know where I was, believe me, there'll be some cops. Apparently, the Kardashians, yeah, he disappeared. We don't know where he is, but it's okay, though. Yeah, that makes sense. It'll be a good segment for the Kardashian family. It'll be good. Let's move on to another headline story this month. Nigerian girls. I said the Gaza girls before. My apologies. I didn't mean to say that. Nigerian girls. Supposedly Nigeria, well, in the beginning of the month, these Nigerian girls, over 200 girls, were held hostage by a terrorist group called Boko Haram. And they were being held, and they made videos, and it became a whole viral. The First Lady, Michelle Obama, came out and said, free these women. And the United States were putting troops to find these women. Recently, the Nigerian girls were found, but we have, you know, the Nigerian government doesn't have them in custody. So they're found, we know where they are, but now it's a whole negotiation period. Now, the negotiations were abandoned, actually, and further talks recently has been ruled out. And this is about 22 hours ago on Slate. And the government also says, the Nigerian government, they won't use force or rescue the captives. So now, we don't know what's going on. Apparently, the negotiation was, you give us the girl, we'll give you the girls, we'll swap the girls, if you let out prisoners that belong to this terrorist group that have right now been in prison, jailed. And the Nigerian government, who is doing these negotiations, been very confusing, and we have no idea what's going on. So now, do you blame the Nigerian government? I don't blame them. You don't want to use force because you don't know what ties they also have. You don't want to give them what they want because then it creates more power on their part. and it creates a conclusion of what they did was right because they got what they want. You don't want that. So that's out of the question. It's very interesting. I really guess the only way is if you do take action, but you take it in a way where no one knows you're actually doing it. You just, it's like Argo. Remember the story of the captives in the late 1970s in Iran? You do it in a way where you rescue these girls without them knowing it, and then the next day you announce on the news, yeah, we got them, or we at least got 100 of them. That's one of the possibilities I can see. Unless you allow the United States to come in, and with the resources and money we have, that might help the situation. Or if you negotiate some more and you get a deal on the table. So there are still choices, and we hope we can follow up this story throughout the month of June. Another interesting story that hit headlines was eBay. eBay coming out and asking 145 million users to change their password. I love when this stuff happens. By the way, this could be one of the largest internet breaches in history. That's right now behind Adobe Systems, that 152 million Adobe users were hacked, and that was back in 2013. I love when this stuff happens because they tell you, change your password. We've been hacked, but they won't tell you who actually got hacked. Like, 145 million users are using eBay. That's a lot of people. We invite you to change it, but we won't tell you who actually got hacked. We won't tell you. We have no clue. We won't tell you anything that's going on. Just change it. Now, what makes me change my password could do anything? By them getting into the eBay account of mine, they got my name, they got my phone number, they got my email, they got my address. Even if they don't have my credit card information, they got enough information that now they're going to bother the heck out of me. And that's when the do not call list comes in. Don't be surprised if you start getting phone calls. You got a free cruise. All because someone took your eBay account and got your phone number. But you have no idea if it was you, though. Because eBay won't tell you. Because eBay knows that if it says out the information, they lose a ton of money. Yeah, logically makes sense. I feel, why should I change my password for? You already took my information, probably. If anything, eBay sold it to you, for all I know. For all I know, eBay sold it to you. I probably signed something that I didn't know about. Oops. I'm done with this story. I'm done with it. Apple. We're probably going to bring on Glenn Kunz next week because the Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference 2014 is coming, and we have no idea what's going to be introduced besides a new operating system, iOS 8, that looks pretty awesome, actually. The event kicks off June 2nd at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and they're expected to reveal the iOS 8, the new operating system on the computer, and maybe some hardware products, even to include a new HealthBook app. And Apple will live stream the event and will be covering it. Wow, that's interesting. I'm shocked Apple's covering it. Apple, they rarely cover events. They rarely show it to the public. You would have to see it on Twitter from a writer on CNET. Interesting. Go Apple. Any other stories I have to share? Nope. No more. Kimye, you burned me out. Burned me out. Sound Clip of Wisdom is up next. It's a sound clip we played in of the program. Actually, a really good one, and I've been waiting months to play it. Don't be left behind.
Call Yo Andrew now at 855-712-YNTS, 855-712-9687.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week, week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll-free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at LeslieWalks or Facebook.com/LeslieSansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. As a former research statistician, my scientific background is what many would call sensible. For more than a decade now, I have been working in the field of energy medicine, facilitating sessions and teaching around the world. People from the mainstream often ask me, how did a sensible woman like you end up working in such an alternative field? Implicit in their question is the underlying assumption that the field of subtle energy, such as energy healing and intuition, isn't sensible. But I believe it is very sensible. Even scientists are able to measure aspects of this. Approaching life from an energetic perspective brings us new opportunity for healing and transformation. And from a practical standpoint, even if you can't rationally explain how something works, if you experience a shift from it, then doesn't it make it pretty sensible? Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Hello, this is Peter Aquilina, CEO and founder of Deer Defense LLC. For over 15 years, I have been dedicated to tick reduction and the prevention of Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases. Deer abatement and tick reduction is what we do, and it is all we do. We offer deer fence sales and installation, organic tick sprays, even a simple and inexpensive Lyme risk assessment for your property. Call or email us today at 203-550-8350 or deerdefense@gmail.com. That's DEERDEFENCE@gmail.com.
Are you a musician who'd like to share your music with more than 4 million listeners? Join Jamendo.com, the world's largest platform for free and legal music. Upload your music online, choose a license to protect your rights, and allow people to freely enjoy your creations. Thanks to Jamendo, your songs will be available to professionals who need music for their business. We share 50% of revenue directly with you. Millions of listeners are waiting for your songs. Upload now on Jamendo.com.
Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask where is a cure. Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
All over sports, baseball, hockey, just scrolling down here. All it is, the Ranger game's on, 50 Cent threw the worst pitch ever in a Met game. Oh boy, I'm just going down here. All right, so we are almost done with the program, actually. Another great month of May, a lot of great guests we spoke with and conversation we had, and couldn't thank anyone else but you guys. You guys are great out there, and If you're listening in your car, phone, tablet, laptop, desktop, mobile app, if you listen to us on the replay throughout the weekend, thank you. Really appreciate it. And I always end up the program with a sound clip of wisdom. It's a clip we played, end of the program, that gives you a message that you can take with you. And it also creates a conversation. This particular conversation, innovation and imagination. I want to speak to you about how you, if you have an idea, you can do it because you're special, because you have a gift. And we need to have this conversation because we forgot in America, we forgot that we can create something great or take something and make it better. And that there are very few people out there who are trying to take it away from them because they believe that's not what they want. I'm not going to lie, there are times on this program where I sound like I'm forcing you to believe in something. And if I sound like that, I don't mean to be like that. I give you my opinion, and that's why I want you to call in. I want you to call in so you can tell me what you think, and we can have a conversation. I could agree with you or disagree with you. And how can eventually we can compromise and make a comment that works? That's what I want to see. And I hope that we can do that. I really hope we could. And the sound clip of wisdom shows that. A few months ago, when we were speaking about the Lego movie, I told you how much I loved it. And the message they gave out. Many looked at it in a way where it was product placement. And of course it is. Of course it's product placement. Though it gave a message that no one really caught. Some did. Many others didn't. And we're going to show you that right now. How the Lego movie reminded us as Americans of who we are and what we can actually do. And it actually reminded us as humans. In this sound clip of wisdom, you're going to have the main character, the construction man, who goes up to the villain and describes to him what he's doing wrong and why what he believes in is hurting what everyone is trying to do around him. And Will Ferrell, who does play a role in this, because he plays the voice of the villain, he also is speaking to his son, who was using his workplace as a toy land of Legos. Here it is, Sound Clip of Wisdom.
The power of the special.
That sounds dumb.
All right, here it comes. My secret weapon is this.
What is that? Is it super small? I don't see anything.
It's my hand. I want you to take it.
You want me to take your hand off?
No, I want you to join me. Look at all of these things that people built. You might see a mess.
Exactly. And a bunch of weird, dorky stuff that ruined my perfectly good stuff.
Okay. What I see are people inspired by each other and by you. People taking what you made and making something new out of it.
If the construction guy said something to President Business, what would he say?
You don't have to be the bad guy. You are the most talented, most interesting, and extraordinary person in the universe. And you are capable of amazing things because you are the special. And so am I. And so is everyone. The prophecy is made up, but it's also true. It's about all of us. Right now, it's about you. And you still can change everything. Careful. I have been told it might explode.
You don't have to be the bad guy. You are someone special. And I think everyone is in their own way. What this clip reminded us is that we're all special. And we all have a unique interest in ourselves that could contribute great things to society. And by doing that, we can see an economy booming, a powerhouse country, and a world of great things to come. What happened to that? Why are we all sitting around relying on someone else to do something that doesn't help you, but only helps them? Why can we say these words to someone who we feel is hurting and not choose to help? Throwing and not choosing to catch. And sit down and open up what you caught and really acknowledging the fact that we all have something that we could contribute to in society. I don't understand. We've seen it before. The iPhone. We've seen it before. The bicycle. The recorder. The flash drive. Radio. We need to remind ourselves that we all are special. And I don't think enough people say that. Is this a clip that could cure mental illness? Can cure those who are bullied? Save the population from extinction? I think so. Because what it's doing is it's reminding us that we are human and we have a mind with full of possibilities. Full of them. You know, someone once told me that I was special. And I think I am. There aren't many people I know that could build a radio studio and being able to air on many, many different stations to a wide range of audiences with different perspectives and opinions. Now, if there were more people like me who could remind themselves how special they truly are, believe me, you'll see a whole new way of living. Something that we've seen before and we'll see again, hopefully, now and in the future. I want to thank my mom, my dad, and my brother. I love you. Thank you. I want to thank my crew, Howard Forge, my phone screener, Mary Clifton Skalke, my producer, Moon Sun, my voiceover personality, and my father spectating as always. Great job this month. See many more. I want to thank all my affiliates for allowing us to air live every Tuesday night, and for those play throughout the week, you can for those play throughout the week, you can't seem to catch the show as of right now. I understand. Time is tough. Time is tight. I want to thank all the guests that we've had. Great conversations on a variety of issues. Let's have more of those. Let's do that. And of course, I want to thank you, the audience. Can you keep making this show go forward? You do. Not going to lie. You're the cause of all this. You're the reason that this show keeps going on and on and on and on. And someone's got to do it. Someone's got to air the show. Someone's got to allow it to happen. Believe me. June, it's a long month. Let's hope to see great things. What am I going to do now? I'm going to check out how my car is doing. And I'm going to watch some sitcoms. Maybe eat a peanut butter and jelly. See you next week.
To Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. Make sure to add positive emotions to your counterbalancing thoughts. I know that feeling positive and compassionate toward yourself can be a huge challenge, especially when you're struggling with anxiety. Therefore, it's helpful to imagine that the main source of your negative self-talk is a younger part of your mind, which is just playing old tapes and repeating outdated protective programs. You will notice how much easier it is to speak in a calm, reassuring, and comforting way when you visualize addressing an inner child. By counterbalancing your negative thoughts with kindness and compassion, you automatically shift your consciousness and attitude from "I am powerless" to "I'm taking charge."
Are you ready to move past limiting beliefs and unconscious obstacles that are holding you back from financial prosperity? Do you want to be free from debt and that feeling of being disempowered? Mary Jane Allen is a financial healer and joy creation specialist who uses her unique set of tools included in her financial healing process to help her clients move past those beliefs and fears. For more information and to contact Mary Jane, visit her website, manifestyourlifedream.com, and begin your financial healing process today.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Is physical or emotional pain controlling your life? Is happiness just beyond your grasp? Tune in to Perspective Reboot with Christy Borst, gifted spiritual and intuitive energy healer, Tuesday, 9 a.m. Pacific and 12 noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Christy will be sharing wisdom, healing, and empowerment to help you realize your true potential. During her show, she'll be shining a whole new light on reality and assisting callers at 1-800-930-2819. Listen at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub.
Anxiety can attack or creep up on us at the most inopportune moments, which makes us feel powerless and out of control. However, anxiety is a basic feeling that is created by our mind. Understanding some do's and don'ts about anxiety is a first step to demystify this emotion and regain control. The more we know about a challenge, the more we can find ways to overcome it.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. 999-9836.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beinguclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. beinguclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? beinguclass.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.